Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Welcome to another episode of our Intermediate English Podcast.
That's right, Matthew. Have you ever wished you could just think something and it would happen? Like magically turn on your lights with your mind or send a text without touching your phone?
I definitely have, Emily. It sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie, but it's becoming more and more real these days.
Well, today we're exploring brain-computer interfaces, or BCIs. And the big question is, could they actually change us as humans? It's a fascinating and a little bit mind-bending topic.
Absolutely. We'll talk about what these are, what they can do now in the real world, and what the future might hold for these technologies.
We'll also dive into some interesting questions about our own minds and what it means to be human in a world with BCIs.
So, let's start with the basics. What exactly is a brain-computer interface? Emily, can you give us a simple definition?
Of course, Matthew. In simple terms, a BCI is a direct connection between your brain and an external device, like a computer. It's a technology that helps your brain communicate directly with a machine.
So, it's not like using your voice to tell a smart speaker what to do, or typing on a keyboard. It's much more direct, right?
Exactly. It reads brain signals, your thoughts, your intentions, and then translates those signals into commands for a machine. Think of it like your brain talking directly to a computer, without your hands, your voice, or even your eyes.
That sounds incredible. And this isn't just theory anymore, is it? BCIs are already helping people in amazing ways, especially in medicine.
Yes, they are. For example, imagine someone who cannot move their arms or legs because of an injury or illness. BCIs are giving these individuals new hope and independence.
That's amazing. I've heard about people using their thoughts to control a robotic arm to pick up a cup, or to move a cursor on a screen to type messages, even just by thinking about the letters.
That's right. It's helping paralyzed individuals communicate with their families or gain some independence back in their daily lives. BCIs can even help restore some sense of touch for people using prosthetic limbs.
Or even help people with severe neurological conditions interact with the world around them again. It's truly life-changing for many, isn't it?
It really is. So, to reiterate, the core idea is about connecting the brain's electrical signals to technology, making a direct line of communication between your thoughts and a machine.
Now, let's move beyond hospitals and medical uses. What about the future of BCIs? Imagine playing video games just by thinking about the moves, or sending a message to a friend simply by thinking it. No typing needed at all.
That's a mind-blowing thought, Matthew. Companies like Neuralink, for example, are actively working on technologies that could allow us to control our phones or computers directly with our brains. It could make our interactions with technology incredibly fast and seamless.
It sounds incredibly powerful, but also a little bit scary, perhaps? This is where the "could they change us" part of our topic really comes into play.
Absolutely. If we can connect our brains directly to the internet or to vast amounts of information, what does that mean for how we think, how we learn, or even how we experience the world?
Could we one day download information directly into our brains, like in a science fiction movie? Or even share thoughts directly with others, mind to mind?
That's a huge question, Matthew. Companies like Neuralink, for example, are a huge question, and it brings up some big ethical considerations. For our intermediate learners, we can think about things like, what about privacy? If our thoughts can be read by a computer, are they still truly private?
That's a serious concern. And what about security?
Could someone hack into our brains, potentially controlling our thoughts or accessing our memories?
And then there's the question of access. Who gets this technology? Will it create a divide between people who have these amazing enhancements and those who don't? It could lead to a new kind of social inequality.
These are indeed huge questions, Emily. If our brains are connected to machines, and those machines can augment our abilities or even help us share thoughts, what does it truly mean to be human anymore?
Yes. Are we still ourselves if a part of our consciousness or our abilities comes from a connection to a computer or the internet? It really makes you think about the definition of identity.
It's a fascinating thought, though. On one hand, BCIs could open up entirely new ways for humans to interact, to learn, to create art. Imagine expressing artistic ideas purely through thought, or overcoming physical limitations we never thought possible.
True. It could redefine communication and connection, making us more connected than ever before, maybe even beyond language barriers if thoughts can be shared directly.
But on the other hand, there are worries about dependence on technology. Could we lose some of our natural human skills if a machine does too much for us?
Exactly. Or even about losing a part of our natural human experience, the struggle, the effort, the unique way each of us learns and thinks. It forces us to consider the very definition of consciousness and individual identity.
It's a future that offers incredible promise, but also requires very careful thought and discussion as we move forward.
So, to recap for our listeners, brain-computer interfaces are technologies that connect our brains directly to computers. They are already helping people medically, especially those with severe disabilities.
And in the future, they could change everything from how we communicate and interact with technology to how we learn and create. They have the potential to redefine what's possible for humans.
The big question remains, how will these amazing tools ultimately change us as humans? It's a journey into the unknown, full of possibilities and incredibly important questions that society will need to answer.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on, and maybe even discuss with friends and family. It's a topic that will only become more relevant.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of our Intermediate English podcast. We hope this discussion got you thinking.
Join us next time for another interesting discussion.
Bye, Kermal.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.